Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 296. 296. So let's go, Brother Sam. You have been personalizing Psalm 91. You understand why I say personalize it. I say it, and I say meditate on it. Now you know, if you've been listening to me, if you have not been listening to me, then you're welcome. Then please, my dear, you have to go back into the archives and begin to pull out all those treasures. There's so many things waiting for you to get to know. Hallelujah. So we're saying Psalm 91 verse 13, I tread upon the lion and the adder, the snake, the cobra, and upon the young lion and the dragon I trample underfoot. Hallelujah. This is your story. 2021 is full of victories of you treading on lions and snakes and scorpions. And as Luke 10:19 says, and upon all the powers of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. This assurance God has given you, say, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, hallelujah. You tread, so you don't tread with fear. Because sometimes I wonder, he says he's giving you authority. So why are you not using the authority? Oh, because I'm not too sure. You know, you people, you are the ones who have grown in the Lord, and you've been, you know, but me, I've always had this thing with fear, and I'm not sure. And no, that's not how to operate the word of God. That is not how the word of God works. I keep telling people, I said, I was not taken to Sunday school by my parents when I was growing up, because they themselves were not going to church. They didn't know what the use of going to church and the use of even taking your children to Sunday school. And when I became born again, I did not know any Christian song. No, nothing Christian was smelling around me. Nothing Christian. None at all. And yet, here I am, doing what I'm doing. As you're hearing me and as you're being blessed, how would you even ever think that this was my life? So it is, I just felt, I was raw, knew nothing of the word, knew nothing. People knew about David and Goliath. I knew nothing of the word. People knew that Saul was a king before. I knew nothing of the word. The disciples of, I didn't even know that he had disciples. You see, I didn't even know. So I was raw. I was just there like that. But when I went to the word and I started working the word, and the word was working, then I realized, so you mean that God is not in, God is not God is not interested in whether I went to Sunday school or not. It is that whosoever believes, if I believe, I get out of the word what is in the word. I was so shocked. I was so surprised. Because here was the girl who knew nothing of the word. And I was believing and I was acting it out, believing and doing the word. And it was working for me. In fact, it was one thing that really, really encouraged me and made me push for more. I said, I can speak in tongues. You mean without going to Sunday school, without all these handicaps, I can receive the Holy Spirit and be able to speak in tongues, and I can memorize scripture, and I can say the word, and as I speak the word of God, somebody will give his life to Christ. I remember once I was preaching, and as I gave the call for them, salvation, for them to come to Christ, and as they were coming forward, they began to fall down in the middle of the aisle, and they were speaking in tongues. There they all were baptized. I baptized in the Holy Spirit even before they could even say Jesus come into my life. Ask them, have you ever speaking in this language? But they said no. So do you know what happened to you? I don't know. The Holy Spirit was, there was so much overflow that he went ahead of me. Can you imagine? So I said to myself, and I was just a 16-year-old girl. I said, so you mean God can do these things in a 16-year-old's life? Oh, God is no respecter of persons. Then I will push for more. And that is what happened to me. That is all I can say about me. Between me and those who accepted Christ around my with me on that same day or even around that time, I can say that this is how my life went, because I realized that God is no respecter of persons. So please, when God says, I've given you authority, how are you going to live your life? Live as though it is true, and it is really true. Live your life like that. Live your life as one who has received authority. Simple and short. That is it. Live your life as one who has the same authority that Jesus had when he was here on this earth. Live your life as one who has been given authority by Jesus. I have the authority of Jesus. Oh, I have the authority of Jesus. Listen, lift your hands and just say, I have the authority of Jesus. Say it again. I have the authority of Jesus. You're blessed.